Hey friends, I'm Jenny Meyer, and you're listening to the Rooted Truth Podcast, where we look at the world through a biblical lens. We talk about real life, biblical truth, and how to walk with Jesus through it all. Be sure to follow me on social at Jenny Meyer and at The Rooted Truth. Also, be sure to subscribe to the members-only, all-exclusive episodes on the Rooted Truth Podcast by going to www.therootedtruth.com. Now let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Walking Through the Bible series. I apologize for the amount of time that it's been since the last episode in this series. It's been a crazy busy last few months, so I apologize for that. We are on part 14 today, First Chronicles, but before we dive into that, I do want to let you know that if you want the Walking Through the Bible episodes all together, so all in one place, we now have them in our app. If you don't have the Rooted Truth app, you can download that and create a free account to see the entire Walking Through the Bible series, as well as the PDF that accompanies the series. You can download it on Google Play or the App Store with Apple. Just search the Rooted Truth. And this will be updated with each new episode. So I pray that this makes it a little bit easier for those of you who are just now joining us on this journey through the Bible. And for those of you who don't want the app, be sure to just download the latest version of the Walking Through the Bible PDF over at therootedtruth.com/walkingthroughthebible. I'll also link all of this in the show notes of this episode. So today we are in part 14 and we are diving into First Chronicles. So remember, we're going through this chronologically, not necessarily the order in which these books appear in the Bible, as next time we're actually going to be jumping into some of the minor prophets. Hosea will be next and then Amos. So let's dive into First Chronicles. The book of First Chronicles is a book of narrative history and genealogies. The author appears to be the prophet Ezra. A lot of scholars agree on this, and they believe that he wrote it sometime roughly around 430 BC. It covers the events from 1000 to 960 BC. This book actually parallels some of 2 Samuel and therefore describes similar events with key personalities such as King David, if you remember correctly. We have Solomon in this book as well. And I would say perhaps the biggest distinction is that 1st and 2nd Chronicles focus more on the priestly aspect of this time period, whereas 2nd Samuel, 1st, 2nd Kings focus more on like the lives and the kingship of Israel and Judah. So the focus here is the history on the southern kingdom. This is the kingdom of Judah and the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. So these tribes honestly tended to be the ones that were more faithful to God. So since this book was written after the exile, remember, there is believed to be written in 430 BC. So this is well after the exile, and this is after they are released from captivity as well. Its purpose really was to encourage the remnant that had come out of Babylon and to help them remember what it means to worship God. So they are returning to Israel. They need to be encouraged. They need to understand what it means to worship God and worship God alone. So that was kind of the gist of this book. It begins with the ancestry of the nations past, but it's not chronicle. So just real briefly here, in chapter 1 through 9, the book begins with Adam and it runs through the genealogies of Israel. So this is where we see all the genealogies. It continues through all the 12 tribes of Israel, then King David, and then goes into the priestly line. The descendants teach the history of the nation, extending from God's creation all the way through the exile in Babylon. Now remember, this is also a history book to the Israelites after their Babylonian captivity. So history of what went down. So then you have in chapters 10 through 29, so the second half of the book, there's a review of King Saul's death with the Philistines, and it goes all the way through King David's reign, including the preparation of building the new temple, which David's son Solomon built. Even though that's something that David really wanted to build, God said, no, your son's going to build this. And 1 Chronicles 28:20 says, David also told his son Solomon, be strong and courageous and do the work. Don't be afraid or terrified. The Lord God, my God, will be with you. He will not abandon you before all the work on the Lord's temple is finished. So briefly outlined here, the book of 1 Chronicles is as follows. We have chapter 1, so verse 1 through chapter 9, 23. This is the genealogies, like selective genealogies. Chapter 9, verse 24 through 1240 is David's ascent into being king and how all that came to be. You have chapters 13 through 20, verse 30 is David's reign. And then we have the book of 1 Chronicles wraps up and ends with Solomon's reigning as the king of Israel. Overall, and this was before the split here. So it wasn't until Solomon's reign that the nation of Israel split into the southern kingdom and the northern kingdom. I now want to actually read just a snippet from the brand new study, Jesus in Every Book, over at the Root of Truth that we are doing right now, as well as a little bit from our covenant study about the Davidic covenant that we see in 1 Chronicles as well. So here in Jesus in Every Book, it says, the books of 1st and 2nd Chronicles set up and prepare the Israelites for the arrival of their Messiah, Jesus. It begins with the genealogies, which are very important in tracing the lineage of Jesus and ultimately show how the Israelites are waiting for their true king. As in the books of 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st Chronicles continues on with the life and influence of David, which is a foreshadow of Jesus Christ. But as we get into 2 Chronicles, we see the glorious temple, which suggests the incarnation of Jesus Christ. Every part of the temple shows Jesus. The showbread represents him being the bread of life. The gold is symbolic of Jesus's deity. And the gate of the temple represents Jesus being our gate to the Father, just to name a few. Now, moving on to our covenant study, which is up on the website. If you are curious about that, you can head to therootoftruth.com. And check that out. But it says, we see the Davidic covenant summarized in 1 Chronicles 17, 11 through 14. It says, and it shall be when your days are fulfilled, when you must go to be with your fathers, that I will set up your seed after you, who will be of your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father and he shall be my son, and I will not take my mercy away from him as I took it from him who was before you. And I will establish him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever. We also see this in one of David's Psalms, Psalm 89. Starting in verse 28, it says, my mercy I will keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand firm with him. His seed also I will make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his sons forsake my law and do not walk in my judgments, if they break my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, even like the faithful witness in the sky. So I just thought that was really cool. I wanted to bring kind of that part into this 1 Chronicles kind of overview, because it is really cool when we see that Jesus is in every single book of the Bible. We see him here in 1 Chronicles. We see the life of David as a foreshadow of the coming Messiah. And we see the Davidic covenant here confirmed in 1 Chronicles, which we know that Jesus was the fulfillment of the Davidic covenant. So I hope that you enjoyed that. Again, check those out on the website, therootoftruth.com. So back with 1 Chronicles, wrapping this up, these genealogies honestly may seem really dry to us, right? But they remind us that God knows each and every one of his children personally. We can take comfort in the fact that who we are in Christ, what we do, it is written forever in God's heart. He knows us. He knows us intimately. We can also take comfort in knowing that God is faithful to his people and keeps his promises. In the book of 1 Chronicles, we see the fulfillment of God's promise to David when he is made king over all of Israel. You can find that in 1 Chronicles 11, verse 1 through 3. And because of this, we can be sure that his promises to us will be fulfilled as well. God has promised blessings to those who follow him, who come to Christ in repentance, and who obey his word. Hold on to that promise. We have to put that on our hearts and our minds that God fulfills his words. So I hope that you enjoyed walking through the book of 1 Chronicles today. As a reminder, don't forget to download the free PDF that accompanies this series. You can also sign up for a free account on the Rooted Truth app to have all the walking through the Bible episodes and the PDF all in one place. So until next time, I pray that you are blessed, and I pray that you dive into the book of 1 Chronicles. See you then.